The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, there's a little bit of sports to talk about, and a little bit of Rona, and a little bit of everything else. So why don't we just do this? It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
Diabolical.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, Lord Voldemort. You want to get in today? 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776, or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. And it's a Thursday, which means technically the weekend's already here. Because, you know, Thursday shows are a lot of fun because we have a lot of college football talk. And then Friday's always happy hour. So technically we're already at the weekend.
I guess kind of we are.
Yeah. So the weekend starts now, bitches. Let's do it. What's happening, man?
Sports and stuff, man. What's happening with you?
Not much. Just busy. Trying to get some stuff stuff lined up for Team Gal here.
Good for you.
So
it's a team guy you are.
So I've actually had to do a lot of non-radio work this week, but it hasn't been bad. And for those of you who are going to gamble on the races of Friday and Saturday, the Friday picks are on SportsMap. They're all free. It's all the same stuff that you used to have to pay for. So go grab them and make a bunch of money.
All right.
Yeah. Buy your wife or your girlfriend or your boyfriend something nice. What do you got going on today, man?
Sports and stuff. I'm still in my office. When I was doing my show prep, I'm trying to focus in on some sports stuff, but I still have the news on in the background because I'm still, you know, I don't know what's happening. I just want it to be decided. And I tweeted today that I think it's ridiculous that this thing's not figured out yet. I think it's ridiculous that some states didn't even start counting early ballots until Tuesday. And then you wonder why they're behind. It's just absurd. And then people made a bunch of excuses for why it's still going on. And here's my problem with that. If there are still, and if you go to the news channels, they'll tell you how many ballots are left to count. Like in the county where Phoenix is, there's 90,000 ballots left to count. Well, there was 90,000 this morning. What are they doing all day? And then it made me also think, why am I even watching the news? Because it's not telling me anything new. It's the same old stuff. The only thing that I've seen move all day is Joe Biden's gotten closer in Pennsylvania and Georgia. And I guess I just kind of assumed if it was going to be decided quickly, it would be decided in Arizona and Nevada. And those two states are like snails. Like nothing's happening there. They're in no hurry. They're knocking off at 9 o'clock. They're like, ooh, we had a long night. We're going to go home for the night and rest our heads. And maybe we'll get back to counting around 10 a.m. tomorrow. And then maybe we'll give you a report at 4 p.m. that we haven't really done much today. We took a long lunch, and nothing new is counted. And I find it frustrating. I just want it to be over one way or the other. I just want to know so we can move on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of over it because, I'm tired of it. It's going to drag out again a few more days, and then you're going to have all the legal challenges, which are frankly silly.
Yeah.
And it's just, I quit paying attention today. I got a bunch of horse races to bet on the next 2 days. I'm going to make more money on that than I would have made off the bet. President. So
the one thing I did see was Joe Biden came out and gave a briefing, and it was very short. It was 2 or 3 minutes. And it was, I met with the task force about COVID and our economic problems, and he said it all. He didn't say it in a poke the bear kind of tone. But I know for a fact that Trump, who they're not letting out in front of the cameras right now, because of what he did at like 3 a.m. the other night, I know him seeing Joe Biden talk about stuff that the president is supposed to talk about has to just piss him off to no end. And you know he wants to be out there and say some stuff too. Like, in, I think that the people who are muzzling him right now are very wise, because what they're telling him is the best thing to do is let the lawyers decide. Like, if we are going to have lawsuits, then we'll let the lawyers handle it. There's no need for us to go crazy and you know, look wild. And I know he's got to just be biting his nails, just dying to get in there and say something. So I'm interested in that, although I don't know if they're actually going to let him out tonight to talk. I hope they do. And I hope he keeps calling him Sleepy Joe. And I just want it to be like, what I don't want is like, you know, thuggery. Like, I don't want people like banging on the doors of these places where they're trying to count ballots with ARs strapped to their back, like they were doing in Arizona last night. That's thug stuff, Arizona. Quit being thugs. But I do want the president and the maybe president-elect to start jabbing at each other via press conference. That would be funny to me. But the people, I don't want them fighting.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's, why is it silly if there's a decent chance fraud occurred? Where are you finding out that there's a decent chance other than Twitter?
There's no, like, there is no evidence, and that's one of the things. And even on Fox News, and this is what I know is going to piss Trump off too, that even Fox News is saying there's no evidence of voter fraud. And when they say that, like, I don't know. I guess Trump feels like they're supposed to be his team.
Fox News also rushed in to call Arizona with 14% of the vote in.
Yeah. And well, I know that pissed him off too.
Yeah, because CNN beat him to it, and they had to. And you know what? That's apparently still up for grabs, and it's one of those things.
Fox News is literally the only place that's called it.
Yeah.
And that's got to be pissing him off too.
Well, now, I noticed, well, AP called it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they called it the other day.
Well, CNN hasn't.
CNN backed off it. They went with the AP for a while, and then they backed off.
So I know that he's, like, expecting them to say all the things that, you know, that he wants them to say. But this is what I was talking about yesterday, and I think it'll happen with Fox News to an extent, too. Some of the Republican politicians that have been, you know, kind of, for lack of a better term, they've been kind of bootlickers to Trump. They've had to just kind of fall in line with whatever he wanted, even if they didn't agree with it. I think some of them are going to be backing off, and I think Fox News probably will too. Not that Fox News is going to be like some liberal station, but I don't think that they're going to be. I think they're kind of seeing the writing on the wall that everybody's kind of seeing right now, that it's probably not going to go Trump's way.
From the Fox perspective, it's the same thing as you. Okay, the Texans are garbage. They're 2-14.
Yeah,
ratings go up because people are pissed. If Biden's in the White House, people are going to tune into Fox News who supported Trump, because they're going to be like, damn that guy Biden, he's ruining my life. So that's what they're playing. They're playing the long game of rating.
Bill Clinton was the best thing that ever happened to Rush Limbaugh.
Probably so.
I mean, that's when he really, really
took Barack Obama's the best thing that ever happened to Alex Jones. Yeah. I mean, they come in cycles, certainly.
Hey, Donald Trump's
the best thing that happened to Anderson
CNN.
Cooper, Stephen Colbert.
Bill Maher.
Maher, all these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, there's tons of guys who have benefited from, and it's every you know, election has someone that benefits people.
And somebody says, literally, which you're misusing literally, they have proof of not letting observers see the mail-ins, which is against the rules. Again, what I would recommend you do instead of reading Twitter and Facebook, AP did a nice story today where they went and got every tweet that was sent out that alleged voter fraud and fact-checked every single one of them.
Yeah.
And the only thing that was messed up was, I guess there was a report out of Michigan about like 100,000 votes, and it was a typo, and they corrected it within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But it got out. So, and then people ran with that. Like, oh, look at this. There's 100,000 votes for Biden that came out of nowhere.
Right.
So just, you know, guys, before you start spouting that crap, please research it.
And in Pennsylvania, like, they're saying, and I can't, like, Pennsylvania seems like it's actually like a really torn state. Like, they've got some Republican leaders and some Democrat leader. Like, they're almost a 50-50 state, which is why I guess it's no surprise that it's coming down to the wire. But they apparently are saying we're going to count literally every vote. And we're going to – some votes that may have gotten here late, as long as they're postmarked, we're going to count those too. And that's pissing people off. And they're like, listen, there's a pandemic. There's some things have held this up. We're going to make sure everybody's vote gets counted.
Well, and I would just throw one more thing in there. If – and here's why I think all of the stuff about, you know, filing these lawsuits, two of which have already been shut down, is dumb, is because – why are you filing lawsuits in states you think you've either lost or you think you might lose?
Right.
But, oh, we might still win Arizona.
Yeah, you file a lawsuit, and then it turns out you win, and they're like, okay, well, we got to do a recount because there's a lawsuit filed here. And then what happens if it turns out you lose in a recount? And that's what all these states are saying. They're all saying basically the same thing. Listen, we don't do recounts if there's a 10,000 vote difference. We do recounts if there's like a 50 vote difference.
Right.
Like, if when it gets into the hundreds and thousands, no one does a recount. And no, I mean, nor should they probably. I guess that's what everyone is just assuming, that in, like, and everyone is, and looks like North Carolina is going to be red. Like, it seems like a real uphill climb for North Carolina to be blue. No one's questioning the people counting votes there. It's like a conspiracy theory that all the vote counters, all the pollsters, that's all they want to do is just screw over Trump. Like, there's no one who's counting votes in this country that's like team Trump. Like, and, I mean, it doesn't make sense. It seems like, and I guess I knew this was going to happen. We were doomed to this no matter what. Because if it were flipped, Democrats would be bitching just the same.
Well, and I mean,
it's just the way it is.
And let me just say this, because most of you guys weren't alive and won't remember this. But the whole Al Gore thing was just as bad. And you know, they sat there and fought that thing for, I think, 38 days because, oh, hanging chads and all this ridiculous stuff. And they were just as wrong as it is now. You know, it's like, you know, winner. And the thing is, Trump could still win this thing with these votes. And he just looks worse and worse every day. And I just, you know, I mean, I hate all of them anyway. We know that. There's no dispute there, but yeah. And then AP is full of bleep. Why? Because they did the research and you didn't. Okay,
that's okay. Then who is not full of bleep?
Yeah,
like
Donald Trump.
Who do you believe? Like, do you only believe what the president says? Because you talk about a guy with an agenda, the guy who might lose his job, that's an agenda. The AP has no reason to like make stuff up. They don't care who wins or loses. It doesn't affect their business at all.
And listen, I understand the distrust of the media because everybody gravitates to who tells them what they want to hear.
Yeah, I understand the distrust of CNN.
Yeah.
I understand the distrust of MSNBC and Fox News. But the AP, like, have we ever really thought, oh, the AP, they're liberal scum? That's just never been in my mindset that I've always, like, that's about as fair and balanced as it gets in the real world.
Yeah, I mean, and listen, they still screw stuff up.
Sure.
I also wish they would get out of the opinion business, because people see the opinions that somebody writes and say, oh, well, this is what they, that's what one of their writers thinks. And, you know, and again, that's the closest thing to something you can trust that's out there. Doesn't mean they're not, you know, they don't have their issues too. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I just don't, you know, I'm kind of tired of the whole thing. I don't care who wins, but yeah. And you're missing the point. It's not about votes being counted. It's about all legal votes being counted. If the lawsuits play out and nothing is found, so be it. This is the same system we've had.
Why
forever.
Do we need lawsuits?
Yeah,
now?
That's just dumb. I mean, you're probably a lawyer.
Like,
that's okay.
Yeah. How come every other, like, even in that Bush Gore, like there was no need for lawsuits. It just kind of, okay.
And yeah, do I think that there's some weird ballots out there? Yes. Do I think it's more than, like, when Wisconsin did it, had to do it again a few years ago, it was like 40 vote difference.
Right.
So, So anyway.
And then the thing that's crazy to me is people who are like, well, Michigan and Wisconsin, there's obviously fraud going on there. These were Republican states. Well, Michigan and Wisconsin have both been Democrat states forever. Like, is it crazy to think that maybe last cycle was the exception to the rule
and not the new rule? And he won those states. He won them very close.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just don't get it. I mean, I get, you know, when there's an election and the person you want to win doesn't win, I get being frustrated and like bummed out, but I don't get like suddenly calling the entire process into question.
Well, you know what? I think there should be some election reform? Absolutely. And I think that's something that should be addressed after the election. You know, all of these things, if you wanted them to be different, you should have done them months ago. And, you know, instead of bitching about them. And you know, it's up to the states. And you know, I'm okay with states' rights and states deciding how to do it. Is it a pain in the ass? We've got to sit here and wait. Yes, but we'll find out at some point.
Here you go. Here, Michael Rotenberg, who's got one follower. Why don't you stick to sports? You suck at politics. Why don't you not listen? Why don't you eat balls? That's what you're good at. Imagine that. Imagine someone who's got like interests outside of sports. What? That's crazy to think that like something as minute as a presidential election might affect me more than the MAC games did last night, which, by the way, 2-1 in the MAC games.
Yes.
Pretty bad beat in the last one, but yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah, because I bet all three of them separately, and then I did just one small parlay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of sucked.
That sucked. but imagine, like, this isn't, you know, I'm not a political pundit by any stretch, but I guarantee, and I won't waste time, but I guarantee if I go through your timeline, you're on the losing side, and it pisses you off. Sorry. I know because now the Republicans are going to lose, everyone's going to think that I'm a liberal, but I've made it clear for a long time that I don't like Democrats or Republicans. But I guarantee you that if the roles were reversed, Democrats would be bitching right now. Cause how can it be? How's it possible?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing as it was with the Supreme Court.
It is.
You go back. Oh, we have to wait for an election to put in a justice we need to put in a justice now.
It's just flip-floppiness.
It's just whichever side has the power. And,
yep.
And you know, I don't consider myself an expert on politics. I do consider myself an expert on the media. So I'm more interested in how things are being reported and why people are latching on to things that simply aren't true. And that's been a big issue for a long time, that you jump in and you read a tweet that somebody that looks official, you read something on Facebook, you see a news report that's not really a news report, you say, oh, look at this. And it's just false. And people don't bother looking and say, wait a minute. And that's why, you know, when you talk about when the Democrats whining about this so much, I just say, well, you know what? You weren't whining about Al Gore. Fraud, yeah. Hanging chads. So, I mean, it's just whichever side's on the wrong end
of it. But don't be stick to sports guy right now.
You know, that's okay.
There's no time. I mean, this isn't the time for that. That's ridiculous. Stick to sports. Like, that's like if you're an accountant, all you can talk about is taxes. Like, you try to talk about the politics. Well, what? You're not a political pundit. Why don't you stick to taxes? It's just absurd. I mean, this is something that affects literally every American. So, no, I won't stick to sports, dope.
Well, I think the that guy, I mean, I don't care about people who say that, because when you say you don't know politics, what you're really saying is
you don't agree with my politics.
Exactly. And anybody who's an extremist, and you know how I feel about extremists, whether they're Democrat or Republican, guess what? I don't agree with your politics. So that's all of you. But, you know, yeah, stick to sports. Yeah, let's talk about the Maction.
Yeah, woo! Baby.
Yeah, listen, I think that the important thing is, yeah, I know you and a lot of people are frustrated that it's slow, but just get it right and let's move on. And, you know, let's try to be civil to each other and not go blowing stuff up because we're unhappy with a damn election where nothing is going to change. Nothing's going to change no matter who's in. And I just wish people would realize that, but they won't. All right, I got to tell you about Harry's Razors. Matter of fact, just shaved right before I came in today, which I do before every show. And this is the first time I've had to switch my razor out in forever because they have these new sharper razors. And man, did they last. And they've got new sharper blades as low as $2 each. And you can find them anywhere. I mean, you can go to your drug and grocery stores. But if you shop online, how about this? They're going to give you a trial set for just $3 when you use code KFNC at checkout at harrys.com. And how about this? 100% quality guarantee. DonHarries.com. So if you don't like it, you're going to get your $3 back. So there's no risk. You're going to get great blades, and you're never going to switch back. I always go online to get mine, so I don't ever have to think about it. They just show up right when I'm about to run out of razors. It's perfect. And you can still get them at big box drug and grocery stores near you. Just head on over to the grooming aisle. But if you shop online, here's a great offer just for the Blitzers. New customers can get a Harry's trial set for just $3 with code KFNC at harrys.com. That includes a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code KFNC at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So we said, read on Twitter, Trump has 12 million Twitter followers and Biden has 2 million. No way he can't win. This is fraud, LOL. Yeah, you know what? If Biden loses, he's going to have had more votes than any person in American history.
And could still lose. Wild. Let's talk to Ken?
Danish Ken? Oh, Danish Ken, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the one who told us to get the Aquavit.
Oh, okay.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ken.
Sports, politics.
Sports and politics.
Hey, I just wanted to refute what that last guy said, I think, on the text line to you, AJ, or on Twitter. Man, like, I've been telling all my friends since the beginning of the pandemic, I get better coverage about what's going on thanks to, you know, Fred's non-pedo corona updates. And the way you guys talk about politics, it's just so much more balanced. It's so much more real. I'm a Democrat-hating liberal, and my best friend is a Republican-hating, you know, conservative. And we both agree that the more things change, the more they stay the same. It doesn't matter whether you're voting for Biden or Trump. A year from now, it's going to be the same thing going on, because at the end of the day, all the money is going to the same parties in the same on the same sides by the same corporations and the same billionaires.
Yep.
But I just want to thank you guys for the way you break it down from time to time. And don't let the haters get to you. You guys stay sportsy, okay?
Zane, thanks, man.
Yeah, we talked about this on Twitch. I'm not really bothered by people being upset, because I do think that this is a, you know, we're in a time where we're all dealing with things we've never dealt with in our lifetime. With everything that's going on with the COVID, with the businesses falling apart, oil and gas is tanking because of this, and that's particularly important in Texas. And you know, and then the protests and everything else. I mean, everyone's on edge, everyone's emotional, and they're overreacting to everything. And that's when we're at our most emotional, right? I always talk about this in my seminars. When do you have the best conversations? Weddings and funerals, right? Because that's when you're at your most emotional. And I think right now everybody's there. And so, yeah, the tendency is going to be to overreact and to bark and to, you know, you don't know anything because you don't agree with me. And I wish it wasn't like that, but I kind of get it. Now, I still think it would have been like this even without the COVID. But, you know, I just think it's heightened. And I get that people are mad. If you need somebody to take it out on me. Take it out on AJ. Well, he'll get mad. But I won't. Go right ahead. And 281 with the text lead of the day. This will be an asterisk presidency, Fred. Well played, sir. And somebody says, no, you should be able to talk about it, but you come off as a hater, and that's probably not best for this market. And that's not...
Who's coming off as a hater? You know who thinks we're coming off as haters are guys who aren't on the winning side right now. And does that make the AP haters? That's not how it works. It's just, this is what we're seeing. I don't hate one way or the other. I said I wish there was a way that both these people could lose. If anything, I hate equally. But the reality, like the way people handle not winning, the person I voted for didn't win. Okay.
Well, yeah, but that's different. You went in knowing you were a loser.
Okay, but let's also go in. Let's say a week ago, it didn't look like Trump had much of a chance. I mean, the election day, he was plus 185. He was almost a 2-1 underdog to win. The reason why it's bad now is because it's close.
Yeah, well,
because it was closer than people thought it was going to be.
Always be close. Okay.
And if it would have been a landslide, like, you know, a Biden landslide, there wouldn't be all this, oh, well, there's cheating going. No, it would have just been, well, he just got voted out. But because it's a close vote, now there's got to be cheating going on. That doesn't make sense.
Well, but I mean, that was always going to be the case. It was always going to be, you know, if he wins, it's fair. And if he doesn't, oh, it's voter fraud. And that's just how he operates. And, you know, I don't, and I'm not saying this to denigrate the man, but he's the football fan that blames the refs for every loss, is what he is.
Yes.
And that gets back to my whole thing about why sports has taken over politics. The way people cover sports is now the way people cover politics. And that's a problem because you can't just lose. It has to be, oh, the refs screwed us. Unless you're a Saints fan against the Rams. That argument never flies. But, and so I get it. And I gets back to what I was saying yesterday. He loves being president. He didn't want to give it up. So, and a lot of people keep bringing up how bad it's going to be for oil and gas if Biden wins. And, you know, I agree with you on that. I understand that. I don't know that it's going to be something that he can impact in the 2 years before he can't be president anymore.
Stop it.
No, but listen, and I'll say this, and this will make some people mad, don't really care. I actually think Biden is a decent dude. I don't like everything about him. I probably dislike more than I like, but I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's somebody who will try to work with everybody. But I felt like a vote for him was a vote for Harris, and I hate her. And I know I can't say that because she's a female and she's black, but I think she would be horrible.
I won't tell anybody.
I think she would be horrible. That. As president of the United States, and it's based on her policy, and it's based on a lot of things that I don't like. So, you know, that's a thing. I mean, what if that happens in 2 years? So, yeah. So we said more people voted for Biden than Obama. Hard to believe. No, it's actually, I think it's what?
Pretty significant. More than.
Yeah. 74 million.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it's the biggest turnout.
And 936 asks, best for this market, isn't Houston a Democratic-run city? Houston itself, the inner loop, basically, I would say inside the loop, maybe inside the Beltway, very, very blue.
I mean, Harris County is a blue place.
For the most part. But then once you get to the suburbs, it's totally different. And I guarantee you, you get to Pasadena, you get to Baytown. Those are all part of greater Houston, technically. Extremely red. And I think that's, and it's certainly understandable why it's, but it's also, you know, the city itself, the same thing with Dallas, same thing with San Antonio, even in Austin, the cities themselves, very liberal.
Lamont says something that's very true. Now that it appears Biden will win, there's no Russian collusion. That was the big thing. That was the thing last time. How could Trump win? Collusion, Russian collusion. Everybody's a sore loser. That's the problem. Just take L.
I know, but that's, and maybe it's because I've played so much poker in my life. I've gambled so much. I guess I've learned to lose and try to be graceful about it. I wasn't always that way. I was an a-hole at times. Not really anymore. Took a long time to get there. So I understand why people are like that. So somebody says, how does 610 still manage to talk Texans? I listened a little bit yesterday, and there was like a 15-minute segment on what makes Deshaun Watson a great leader. Okay. And if that really is what you guys want to hear,
we can discuss it.
Yeah, well, and somebody mentioned already laying off employees in oil and gas. And oil and gas is critical here, and we all know that, just like the medical profession is critical here. And oil and gas has been taking a huge hit because of the COVID, because people aren't traveling, you're not selling as much oil. All these things are happening. And, you know, now the reaction is going to be that it's going to be worse under Biden. I don't think you're going to see a huge change right away, but long term, I don't think it's good for oil and gas. You get one more?
No. You got to talk about Lawyer Dave.
Well,
no, we're already over.
Lawyer Dave's not here.
No, well, oh, sorry. Why? We just talk about him then.
It's okay for you to go over.
Well, I mean, we're already like 5 minutes over. Aaron's been trying to get us off for 5 minutes.
He hasn't said, usually he says Lawyer Dave.
He did. He said Lawyer Dave four times.
Four. No, I didn't hear any one of them.
Talk. Every minute for the past 4 minutes.
No, talk, because I can't, I don't know if I, see, I didn't hear that at all.
You hear it coming through my headphones?
It came through your headphones. It's not coming through mine. So I don't know what you did.
I don't know. Well, Lawyer Dave.
Okay. I'm going to tell you about Lawyer Dave. And guys, you need a lawyer? You want to sue over election results? Lawyer Dave's your guy. Lawyer Dave is your guy for almost anything, especially accidents. And if you're out there and you're mad driving around and you get in a wreck, we'll call Lawyer Dave because he's going to take care of you. Great thing about him, he doesn't charge for consultations. If you have any car accident, any kind of accident, man, get in touch. And he'll tell you, because what's going to happen, these insurance companies are going to try to screw you. And they've got lawyers, and they're going to lowball you. And Lawyer Dave knows about that, and he's going to take care of you. And if you get hurt, then guess what? They'll send you to a doctor. You don't have to worry about that if you can't afford one. They'll even get you an Uber to take you there. If you've had problems with a doctor, guess what? They can go after that, too. If you had hospital negligence, something like that, Lawyer Dave is going to take care of you. Based right here in Houston, but practices all over the great state of Texas. So if you're my friends over in the Golden Triangle, Lawyer Dave can help you. Here's the number, 713-626-8900, or on Twitter at Lawyer Dave Law or LawyerDave.com. Or if you ever need, can't remember those numbers, you can always hit me up. I will get them to you. 713-626-8900. El Tigre Tejano. Need a lawyer? Better dial Dave.
No masterpiece. Hey. 10 bad, bad, then they after me.
This is Heisman's Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I didn't really want to do this today, and now it's too late. Why don't we take
it's a, never too late.
It's not too late.
It's too, never late too late to apologize.
I was going 3 days grace.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was with you, Fred, but I like them both.
Yeah, they're both fine. All right, let's try Steve. He's been holding.
Hey, Steve.
Hello?
Yeah. Hey, are you riding on top of a vehicle?
Yeah. Hello?
All right. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, man.
Listen, if you call in on speakerphone, just go ahead and just project that we will hang up on you because I couldn't hear you. It sounded like you were in a wind tunnel.
Yeah, so
yeah, this has annoyed me for my entire radio career. From now on, if we come to you and you're on Bluetooth or speakerphone, I'm just hanging up on you. I don't care.
Yeah,
and I understand you might be driving. Well, that's okay. You don't have to call the show if you're driving. If you feel unsafe talking on your telephone device, but yeah, that's. It's rough.
Oh, boy. Musel Grove on the Twitch. Imagine believing Joseph Biden inspired the biggest turnout in political history. There's no question on fraud. The question is how much children can see that.
Here's the thing, MWSUL Grove. I don't know, MW Soul Grove. I don't think Joe Biden brought the people out. I think Donald Trump brought people out on both sides. Trump is like, there's no question. Donald Trump is the most like polarizing political figure in the history of this country. Maybe Abe Lincoln, maybe. But they're like
Obama was pretty polarizing too.
Not to this level, I don't think.
I think people forget just how polarizing that whole eight years was.
People weren't setting cities on fire Obama got elected.
Yeah. I don't think Republicans hate Obama any more than they hated Bill Clinton.
No, they did.
Or Hillary Clinton.
They did.
I don't believe that.
I would,
because who was the most hated Republican before Donald Trump? Like by Democrats?
Reagan.
You think so?
No,
I don't believe.
Actually,
I think Reagan. Almost everybody liked Reagan.
Reagan did a great job of crossing the aisle.
But now, if you mention his name, and if you mention his name in the last 15 years,
yeah, but that's
everybody.
No, I
think it was probably Bush Jr.
I lived through that at the time. Everybody, I mean, he was polarizing, but he also worked with everybody, so they more bitched about it because they didn't have the White House. But
I think Bush Jr. was a very polarizing guy, whether it be for war or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's
probably
fair.
But I think even now, like, this level is, it's just a different level of game. And Donald Trump brought out a ton of people to vote. Because, like I said, I think the second highest vote ever is Donald Trump's. Like, I think it for the longest time, it was 2012 Obama. Or no, 2008 Obama. The first Obama run was the highest election or the highest popular vote total ever. And this year, I think there's a new number one and a new number two.
Yeah, Trump got more votes than Obama did.
Yeah, and it's not because Joe Biden brought a bunch of people out to vote. It's because Donald Trump brought a bunch of people out to vote on both sides. You had to know this was happening. You had to know that for every guy who's like, hell yeah, Trump, there's people like, what is this guy doing? This is no surprise that there's a massive turnout. None at all. I mean, hell, the NBA's been telling everybody to vote. The NFL's been telling everybody's been telling everybody to vote. You know, James Woods is telling you to vote. Chachi's telling you to vote. Everybody's telling you to vote. It's no surprise that a bunch of people voted. All right?
Yeah, that's not an indication.
It's not a Joe Biden thing.
Yeah. And
Joe Biden doesn't move the meter.
No, he really doesn't.
He's a very moderate guy. He's not like a...
this is basically, you're either voting for Trump or you're voting against
Trump.
You're
voting for a dead guy or you're voting for Trump.
I mean,
all the votes were based on Trump's personality.
They
that
almost
was the
put
whole
Weekend
election.
At Bernie's out there and was like, yeah. All right, who do you pick? Because it's not like anybody's like, oh, you know, Joe Biden, that he's real strong on policy when it comes to, like, no, he's just something that's not Trump. That's all that he is.
Exactly.
And that's all that the Democrat, that's why... Honestly, I think that's why they – and I this is conspiracy – now I'm like a OAN conspiracy theory guy. I believe that it was predetermined that Joe Biden was going to be the Democratic nominee before he ever got into a primary with Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. And I've long said I think Elizabeth Warren made more sense than both of those other two fools. But had it been Bernie Sanders – I think there would have been some people in the middle who would have really started thinking about policy and said, you know what? I can't go down that road with you, man. And I'll just put up with more Trump. Joe Biden is just a guy. They roll him out there and they're like, all right, here's a guy. Do you pick him or Trump?
You know what he reminds me of? Reagan in his last year or so when you didn't even know he was there. Nancy was running the country. Yeah, but
I mean, the entire evidence of that is Trump is going to lose this election, but Republicans picked up more seats in the House and held on to the majority in the Senate.
And why did they do that? Because of Trump. It's not like it's a blue wave like everybody thought it was going to be. No, it's just...
It wasn't a rebuking of the policy. It was a rebuking of the personality.
I think what's happened is there's enough people who are like, okay, enough of this Trump character, like enough of the president being on Twitter. Like they're just... They're done with it. And it shouldn't come as a surprise because it's not a surprise that there's millions and millions of people who loved it and grabbed onto it. I mean, Donald Trump is almost, he's like the New York Yankees. There's nobody who's like, well, I could take him or leave him. No, there's visceral responses one way or the other. Of course it brought a bunch of people out to vote.
It's flimsy cherry. So Biden is like a game manager quarterback.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, exactly.
He's Ryan Tannehill.
He's prime. Nice prime Andy Dalton. Yeah, Andy Dalton in his prime. But to answer your question about fraud though, and why are there so many mail in ballots? Well, COVID. Everything's changed because of COVID. There's a lot of people who didn't want to leave their houses. I think all of that needs to be changed in the future to where, you know, first off, you start counting them when you get them instead of waiting until election night. And second off, I think we need to get rid of this thing if it's postmarked on election day. But I also, in this day and age, why are we still doing mail-in ballots? But is there fraud? Absolutely. I mean, not. Absolutely not. There may be, and if it is, it's never going to be enough votes to make any difference. And, you know, and just, I mean, that's the problem, is it, you know, if you have the president saying, oh, well, we're going to lose here, or, you know, they're stealing it from us because of these mail-in ballots, all of which were cast before Tuesday. But it's okay in Arizona. I mean, guys, don't buy into this, please. There is no proof.
And again, it's MW Soul Grove, you're saying the numbers doesn't add up to this turnout. Why are you not shocked at the turnout for Donald Trump then? Why are you only shocked at the turnout for Joe Biden? That's the problem, because you live in a bubble where you think you're right, and that's how the whole world should feel. And this guy who's saying, like there's some people who would vote for Biden and then vote for Republican senators. Yes, there is.
They even had a name, Never Trumpers.
I know people who are lifelong Republicans who would not vote for Trump. Those people exist. And here's a dirty little secret. Some of them are probably your Republican friends, and they don't want to say it out loud. They're going, hell yeah, brother. But then when it comes time to vote, they're like, oh, man. I mean, I'm a pretty conservative dude, but not this guy. That happens.
IOT underscore H-Town. This is exactly what I'm talking about with quit believing this crap that you're being fed. Why are there more votes than registered voters in Wisconsin? That was a total lie.
I also believe that Wisconsin has their rules are if you want to register day of and vote, you can. So, yes, they're not going to match up because you can literally get in your car, drive up to the polls.
But Aaron, that whole thing was they took the 2018 numbers and used it for 2020 votes. It was a total lie. It was a made-up story, and it went viral and became people thinking it's a fact. Check that stuff. That's all I'm saying.
And then they're like, where are they finding all these votes? Well, it's these states with Republican-run governments that decided we're not going to count mail-in ballots until the day of. And then you say, well, how come all the mail-in ballots are for Biden? Well, because Trump said, don't vote by mail. This isn't rocket science. How is this confusing to people? I don't get it. It's fascinating to me.
One thing is, you know, 2000 with the Gore flub in Florida. Florida has fixed and streamlined their entire election system.
Yeah,
we can only hope that every state that is on that mode right now is going to go, okay, we got to clean this up. We got to follow Florida's lead.
And Dustin makes a good point. Some people only voted for president because no straight ticket voting.
Yep.
Like, look at how many people voted for president in Texas versus how many people voted for the Senate races. And maybe Texas isn't a good barometer because they both voted Republican. But look at these states where the Democrats won the Senate seat and Trump won the presidential election, or vice versa. You'll see that a lot of people do just show up, and they, for whatever reason, which is it's a really stupid way to live, to think that presidential election is the only thing that matters, when it probably matters less than anything else on your ballot. But that's a different.
Yeah, if they were stealing elections, why didn't they steal the Senate? Just a question.
Yeah.
You don't have an answer for me?
I don't.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple things from the text line.
Let me do one thing with Joe in Philly. The same idiot crybaby libs screaming Russian collusion for 4 years are now telling us unquestionably believe that an election can't be tampered with. Give me a break, A.J. I'm saying those of you who are crying right now and will probably cry about rigged elections for the next 4 years are just as stupid as the people who have been crying about Russian collusion for the last four. You're all the same. You're a moron if that's what you believe. Like, you're just in this world where it's unimaginable that people in Pennsylvania, of all places, don't agree with your politics. Like, that somehow that's crazy to you.
Oh, somebody, politics, please stop. Give me shows to watch. Give me anything. Please stop. Come back at 5:30, man. If you don't like it, just come back at 5:30. We'll have Brad Powers. We'll talk college football betting. But the people want to talk about this. Slow sports day, I guess.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
There might be a Thursday night football game tonight.
Maybe, maybe not, and half the team's not going to play.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the entire linebacking core for the Texans is out.
Yeah.
They're going to be running pure.
But that's good news. Whitney Merciless not playing.
Yeah, because Jacob Martin had the Rona.
Yeah, so it means he won't get a half a tackle.
And then 281, mathematically impossible, 100K votes found and 100% were all Biden votes. Again, false. That was
he saw it on Twitter. It's got to be true.
I know, but that did not happen. That was released by Michigan, and it was a typo and a mistake, and they immediately corrected it and gave the correct numbers. It was not 100%. But the problem is you do one mistake like that, and everybody latches onto it like it's the truth. Just like the Wisconsin thing. That was not true. It's factually incorrect, and people are buying into it.
Please. Here's what's happening. What social media has done in general is it has made relatively young people into like 80-year-old men who howl at the moon. Like my dad is a liberal. You guys think I'm a liberal. My dad's a liberal. My dad's been screaming about Trump going to prison for the last 4 years. Guess where Trump hasn't been? Prison. I don't know how many times I've talked to my dad that he's gone, "You hear about Trump?" I'm like, "No, Dad, what'd they say?" "Oh, they got him. He's going to prison." And I always just say, "Okay, Dad," because my dad's an old man. He's a howl at the moon old man. Like, what are you going to do? But now with social media, everyone is a howl at the moon old man. Even like 30-year-old dudes are howling at the moon. Dead voters, Russian collusion. I mean, they're all shaking their fist at clouds. It's crazy. Alfonso, please don't be on speakerphone, Alfonso.
How you gentlemen doing?
Oh, look at that. What a great connection you've got, Alfonso. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hopefully tonight's game, fingers crossed, that it is hopefully competitive. But I have this unique question to ask. I mean, the subject that I have is the followers, the Trump followers. I'm not one of them. I just view things from a distance. And have you ever seen, for the past 4 years, a guy who has basically brainwashed so many people? Like, I bet if he said the sky is pink, they believe it's pink, when actually the rest of us are saying, no, it's blue. And he's just, within the past 24 or 48 hours, has been spitting out stuff about collusions and conspiracy theories. I'm like, no, this is the process, man. And it's like, he just doesn't get it, but it's like, I've never seen it before. And I know people who follow him in that same way. And it's like, dude, what's wrong with you? It's like, has he brainwashed you or something? And it just amazes me how, if he says jump off a bridge, I'm surprised so many people might jump off a bridge. Guys, comment, and y'all have a nice evening. Okay,
that happens on both sides. I mean, that's the truth of it, and everyone's crazy. The others, and listen, we're gonna have 4 years of lunacy. I got news for you. It's coming. 4 years of crazy liberal folks. And you know what? I don't know who the Republicans will run out 4 years from now. My guess is they'll have a pretty good chance if they've got a decent candidate. Because, I think there's a lot of people in this country who didn't really want to vote for Joe Biden. But they were kind of like, well, I mean, you've mentioned them people, Fred, that, like, you've mentioned people who are lifelong Republicans who they don't like to talk about voting for Trump because they don't want to be considered racist.
Right.
And some people will keep their votes to themselves for that reason. Some people will quietly vote for Trump and not talk about it. But then there's some people who they just feel like, man, I don't want to be associated with this. Like, I know a guy who's a pastor who has always been a conservative guy. And he was like, I can't feel good about myself as a Christian if I'm voting for Donald Trump. And like, there'll be 100 people who say, well, what about this from the other side? And it's like, I'm just talking about this one person, this man. And that's just the way it works. And above the fray, because I'm a grown man who votes libertarian, I'm not above the fray. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I'm just not brainwashed into believing that one of these two ways is the right way, because it's not.
Maybe you guys are smart enough to understand this text and can explain it to me. Fred, such a hypocrite, no E. You say don't listen to what is posted, but yet you listen to what they post about it being wrong.
I don't know.
Can you guys explain? I mean, obviously, I'm too dumb to understand that. I don't speak moron. I'm sorry. Please explain it to me in a way that a five-year-old could understand it, because I don't. Quick break. It's Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.